Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Mark Daniels. The boys of October continuing in the baseball playoffs on Tuesday. American League Division Series had the Boston Red Sox close out the Tampa Bay Rays with a 3-1 victory at Tropicana Field, winning that ALDS 3-1. Rays struck first with a run in the sixth off Jake Peavy, but Boston tallied two in the seventh. Shane Victorino with the go-ahead RBI single as the Red Sox move on.
It all feels good, obviously moving on. We knew it was going to be a tough series for us. This is part of baseball that you look forward to. You know, you train every offseason for. You go to spring training. You look forward to these kind of times. And again, this is just one step. We have two more to go, but it's always nice to be able to move on.
Joe Maddon, Tampa Bay's manager, says you got to credit the Sox.
Yeah, they were really good. They didn't make any mistakes. You could see their grit. Like I talked about from spring training on, I think they've really promoted the character within that group, and they're just gamers. They've got a bunch of gamers over there.
Yeah, beards and all. The Red Sox will host the first game of the American League Championship Series against either Detroit or Oakland. The Tigers forcing Game 5 with an 8-6 victory at Comerica Field. Back and forth game. A's led 3-0, but Johnny Peralta smacks a 3-run home run. Oakland pushes back in front, but in the seventh inning, Victor Martinez hits a game-tying home run over the right field wall that A's outfielder Josh Reddick swears was interfered with by a fan.
Fans aren't even close to the ballpark and where they can affect the ball and play. It completely changes the game, and it did. It changed the momentum for them, changed the momentum for us, and they seem to feed off that and built it. But, all you can look at it is home field advantage and being absolutely frustrating that a fan can change the outcome of a game.
Well, replay showed Reddick wasn't going to be able to make that catch, and the fans were behind the wall and above the yellow line before they reached out to try and grab it. And then in the eighth inning, Max Scherzer, the 21-game winner, had to come on in relief and get the victory in relief by getting out of a bases-loaded jam.
I mean, it's just such a different experience to be able to, like I said, be able to get out of that jam. That's just something I'll never forget. That's something I'm not really asked to do, and tonight I was.
Omar Infante then put it away with a 2-run double in the bottom of the eighth, and the Tigers force Game 5 back in Oakland. That will be on Thursday. Have a Game 5 in the National League Division Series as the St. Louis Cardinals will host the Pittsburgh Pirates Wednesday night. Cardinals going with veteran Adam Wainwright, the Pirates with rookie Garrett Cole. Winner of that game will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Milwaukee Brewers chapter of the Milwaukee Baseball Writers Association of America handing out its postseason awards. Carlos Gomez named the Milwaukee Brewers most valuable player. Kyle Loesch, the most valuable pitcher. Nori Aoki given the Unsung Hero Award. And Jonathan Lucroy honored with the Good Guy Award by the Milwaukee Baseball Writers. Green Bay Packers return to the practice field today to start preparing for the Baltimore Ravens, the Super Bowl champions, Sunday in Baltimore. Packers also preparing for life without Clay Matthews, out at least a month after having surgery Monday to repair a broken bone in his thumb. Matthews left on the final play of the third quarter when he sacked Matthew Stafford. And head coach Mike McCarthy said in that Lions game, led by Mike Neal and Nick Perry, it shows we do have outside linebackers.
Probably one of Mike's better performances in his career here. And I thought Nick did an excellent job too with his opportunity. It was productive. So, I mean, you got two, I guess when a guy gets to his second year, you say he's a veteran around here. But you have guys that have experience, played games for us. I thought Andy did some good things, even on special teams. So, we got our young guy Palmer. He'll get an opportunity. So, we feel good.
Yeah, Andy Malumba is the undrafted rookie free agent. Nate Palmer, the draft choice from Illinois State. Be interesting to see how the Packers line up on Wednesday as they begin to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Packers sign Jamal Roll, a defensive back, to their practice squad. He's from Catawba College. Takes the place of defensive back James Nixon, who was promoted to the active roster when Robert Francois was placed on season-ending injured reserve. And that is where Julio Jones, the Atlanta Falcons' big play wide receiver, could be headed. A foot in injury suffered in their Monday night loss to the New York Jets going to be re-examined, but it could be season-ending. Mark Sanchez, the Jets quarterback, did have shoulder surgery. His season is over, as well could be his career in New York. NFL fall meetings taking place in Washington, D.C. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that there will be 3 games in London next year, hosted by the Jaguars, Raiders, and Falcons at Wembley Stadium. And Super Bowl 52, a long ways off in 2018, but the 3 cities vying to host the game include New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Minneapolis, which will have its new stadium completed by the time that game rolls around. In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers are coming off their bye week, but they're going to be taking on a dangerous Northwestern Wildcat team Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin 3-2 on the season. Quarterback Joel Stave, though, says we're feeling good off the break.
You know, I think we're all really excited to get going again. The bye week is good for everyone. It's good to kind of get your legs back and relax a little bit, but I think now at this point we're all kind of starting to get ready to go again.
On to the National Hockey League, where the Colorado Avalanche beat the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 2-1. P.A. Parento with the game-winning goal in the third period. Islanders over Phoenix 6-1. Philadelphia beat Florida 2-1, making a winner in head coach Greg Berube's debut as head coach. He took over for Peter Laviolette, fired after the Flyers got off to an 0-3 start. And Berube said, yeah, the team was feeling the pressure.
The players are squeezing their sticks. I mean, everybody can see that. But, you know, I really liked our third period. I thought we did a lot of good things without the puck, and I thought we did a lot of good things with the puck. I was really impressed with Couturier's line tonight. But overall effort, I have no problem with it.
Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2. UC Jokinen with a hat trick. Tampa Bay, a 3-2 win over Buffalo in overtime. Alex Killorn with the game winner. Nashville, a 3-2 win over Minnesota. Canucks get by the Devils 3-2 in overtime on Jason Garrison's goal. And San Jose blows out the New York Rangers 9-2. Thomas Hertl with 4 goals in the game, giving him 6 in his first 3 career NHL games. That is a league first. Head coach Todd McClellan of the Sharks says this 19-year-old is one special teenager.
You know, he's a passionate young man that I'm not even sure if he realizes where he is. He's innocent out there. You know, he scores the 4th goal, and when it's 8 or 9-2 or whatever it was, it's probably not a real good celebrating time, but he's so innocent that he's excited about doing it. And sometimes that passion's a good thing to have in our game.
Milwaukee Bucks open up the preseason with a 99-87 loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Stephen Graham led the Bucks with 15 points. Number one draft choice Giannis Antetokounmpo with 14. But the Bucks lost their son Ilyasova, left the game in the second quarter with a sprained ankle, and did not return. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.